I was in the area getting an MOT on my car, and I thought, I'll just throw a quick tweet over to Mark Horner at Fujifilm UK in Bedford, and wondered if he had a Fujifilm X-T1 knocking around. There is one, and there is also there's one lens, the 56mm 1.2. There's not many of these around at the moment.
We've got one in the country. There's a few X-T1s doing the rounds with journalists, but the lens is a very unique, rare one at the moment.
When I first saw it online, I obviously went tearing through all the blogs and reports and stats and specs, and there was a lot of speculation because nobody had really had a proper hands-on as yet. I have seen photographs from a South African photographer, wedding photographs, which look really impressive, and they're saying they can just go churn straight through the files because there's very little to do, and just the images in itself sold it to me. When I saw the specs of the camera, I'm the single fussiest individual known to humanity. When I always want, but it doesn't hover, or it doesn't does it come in a slightly grey or black. I struggled to pick fault, so I had to pick on the hinged screen on the back. But once you're actually holding the camera and you feel the build quality and how it's bristling with dials and it looks like you could completely control this in the dark without looking, I've just forgotten that it doesn't rotate 720 degrees and pop out the back so that I can film myself. I don't think I'll be fussed with it at all. And I dropped. You did a great blog post. Where did it go?
On the Fujifilm blog.
That went on the main blog, did it?
Yes, on the WordPress blog.
And you were super excited.
I was, yes. I had the camera for a few days, and in that time, just absolutely fell in love with it. Normally use the X100S, which I still love, but there was just too many things on this camera that were the first times we've done them on any of our cameras, such as remote shooting and time lapse, and the EVF itself, which is just something else.
Oh, and I came straight in and I was like, will it do this and will it do that and why didn't it do this? And now I'm disarmed, completely disarmed. And you actually said something as well. You said there have been, you know, the firmware is updated constantly on cameras like this, and very occasionally there will be hardware updates as well. It has happened in the past. And I was thinking, maybe I'll hang on. And see what happens for me to have the absolutely ultimate perfect blogging camera. But I think this is more than that. It's the seals and the ability to have longer battery life and the super kind of slimline looking additional flash you can bolt on the top. It looks like a camera built for someone just to go around the world and never worry about carrying kilos of lenses. Is that right?
Yeah, it is the perfect travel camera. There's obviously on the market, there's SLR cameras that are weather sealed, and there's also CSC cameras that are not weather sealed. This is the first one that is both. So in that sense, it is the absolute perfect camera for travel journalists, etc., or just people that are really enthusiastic into their photography but don't want to be carrying around a huge, massive lump of lenses and kit in a bag.
And to all intents and purposes, the extras that come with this would excite any geek, I suppose. You've just shown me the app, and the fact that you can control pretty much everything that you'd need to on a shoot from the app. And straight away I pictured me, for example, being at a conference and not wanting to sit directly in front of the speaker, but having the camera there potentially on a tripod. And you can focus, you can record, select between video or photographs, and the camera doesn't have to move. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So the camera remote app allows you to change all the settings on the camera, so shutter speed, aperture, all of the other things like white balance and film simulation. Yes, you're right, you can switch between shooting still images and shooting videos. You can preview back the images that have been taken and select which ones you want to just grab and download onto your phone, which is very, very fast. The app, basically, there's nothing that you can't do on the app that you can do on the camera. And as you said, the focus point as well, so the touch screen of the app, you can press your finger on the screen that you're viewing through the camera, and it will focus on that point.
The first look of the Nikon when it came out, so that you could kind of use your old manual lenses, and you had a very retro-looking digital FM body, got me very, very excited. And then I saw the price, and I actually thought, well, this would be a fun camera, because you would be forced to be manual, and you would be still carting around those heavy, hardcore lenses, one of which I completely fell in love with, which was the 85 f2. But here we have the equivalent of an 85 f. What does it equate to?
I think it's about 1.4, but it's a 56 1.2, but obviously on our crop sensor.
1.4, I can't imagine what that would be like for portrait. I can't take this away to play with right now. And I don't necessarily think I'd do it justice right now. I think the people out there testing are going to be reviewing super in depth. I just wanted to have a feel of it, because for me, build quality is I'm going to ask some questions about the battery, because that's a big deal for me as well. Build quality, whether or not you can wear it around your neck and not worry about stood in a shower, which you're saying isn't a problem.
That's right.
Yeah, the vertical battery grip is also weather sealed. So yeah, whether you've got that on or not, it's not a problem. If you're standing out in the rain, you're not going to have any problems at all.
How long could you shoot for, do you think, with two batteries?
I suppose it totally depends on how often you're shooting or whether you've got the other screens on and things. But you should be able to get at least 2 days shooting, I would imagine. But obviously, I don't know for certain yet, and there are lots of other variables.
I'll be interested to see if there are travel charger options. I know there's always third-party people that come out with the super compact, but if this is going to be adopted en masse by people doing a lot of travel and only wanting super compact kit, it'd be interesting to see what the charging options are. The camera doesn't come with a built-in flash. Do you think that's going to put some people off?
No, the flash, the EFX8 flash, is bundled with it. So when you buy the body, you do get that flash. It's not an additional extra. And obviously, it just needs to go onto the hot shoe. It does mean, obviously, that you don't then have a hot shoe as well as the fill-in flash. But I don't think that's a major problem for many people.
No, not at all. And the fact that it flips up in such a kind of cool and funky way, you've got to kind of see it and feel how smooth it is. You're taking that flash away from the lens, which an internal wouldn't do to that extent, I don't think.
Yeah, that's right. The distance between the flash and the lens is
guide rating.
ISO 100, it's 8. At ISO 200, it's 11.
And as most cameras now, they kind of start at 200.
Yeah, that's right. The X-T1 does shoot 100, but it's really from 200.
Now, obviously, you're going to be a little bit biased, but just between me and you, you know, as people who loosely know each other, how did it really feel in your hands when you went out? I know it takes a lot for you to actually sit down and write a blog post, so the excitement was there.
Yeah, definitely. It's the first time I had sat down and wrote a blog post about one of our products. That was in my own time as well. I just felt like it was so good, I wanted to write about it and share my thoughts on it. But yeah, I love it. I think it fits my hands perfectly. As you said, you can control it entirely without taking your eye away from the viewfinder, there's certain things about the controls that are slightly different from our previous models, but a couple of hours of shooting and it's just an extension of your hands.
The styling is something that hits you the moment you see it, and it kind of reminds me of all the amazing kind of photojournalistic, you know, war photographer style cameras you would have hanging around your neck back in the 70s, 80s. Do you think they really enjoyed being nostalgic, romantic about those times? Or was it a matter of catering for what people seem to want right now?
I think, to be honest, I think the thing about the old analog film cameras that it's obviously influenced on is that those cameras themselves were tools that, and every part of that tool was there for a reason. So to have a camera now, a modern camera, where you can turn everything into a touchscreen if you want to, it's not as intuitive. It doesn't have as much access to all the controls, as quick access to the controls. So in essence, having a retro style doesn't necessarily mean it's for the sake of it. Those retro cameras looked like that because they were very, very functional, very, very practical, very, very easy to use. So, we've obviously had film cameras that this camera looks very similar to in the past. And I think they've just wanted to keep that. It's all about the functionality first, and then that it happens to look retro. I'm fairly sure that some designers in Japan had a very good time with this. Mm. But I think it's mostly about the actual, the control. It's built about being a device that captures light first and then anything else afterwards.
I do appreciate that. In looking at it, and it makes me think almost that the styling to make it look slick has been dialed back at the expense of it suddenly being very, very functional.
Yeah, exactly.
and so, although you're saying that this is the ultimate kind of ideal travel camera, I can't help but think people who want a workhorse that looks like it can take a battering, although I do not recommend you walk around battering your camera, it's certainly not going to feel like your phone in between your hands when you're delicately scrolling and tapping and using your fingertips. It definitely feels like a hands-on, and I've only had it in my hands for like 10 minutes. Trying to contain my excitement here, I must add that I have no affiliation to Fujifilm UK other than we have conversations online and I live down the road, which I'm finding very convenient right now because I'm getting to look at some of this stuff beforehand. Say, for example, I was going to invest in this particular camera and I wanted to go around the world, which I'm going to narrow it down to two lenses. Should I carry?
To be honest, I would say the weatherproof lenses, which are not available yet. There's three weatherproof lenses. There's an 18-135, which will be out this summer. And then afterwards, before the end of the year, there'll be, I believe it's 16-50, and then a 56-200 and something. I apologise, I don't know the exact focal lengths off the top of my head. I would say those latter two, because then you've got the absolute flexibility. I've not seen any of the three lenses, the results that they get, obviously, I mean, 18-135 is a very, very versatile lens, and that's what the main kit will be once that's available in the summer.
How many lenses are available on the whole that would fit this body?
I believe there's about 10 or 12. Again, I apologize, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. It's on our website, but yeah, there's a very wide range of prime lenses for the X mount, and also there's we have two zoom lenses. And three zoom lenses, including the 10-24 that's only just about to release. But then there'll be the three weatherproof lenses by the end of the year as well.
If you do manage to get hold of one of these cameras early on, I'd be particularly interested in knowing how you, as a working photographer, are able to use the Wi-Fi to be streaming your images onto your mobile device or your phone, particularly maybe in times of protest. I imagine this, being a rugged camera, could potentially survive a non-direct hit from a water cannon, but definitely the smatterings of, and the fact that you can wirelessly stream your images off it into a device should your device get confiscated. Your camera, you really don't want that to happen, but you've still got your images. And that's something I'm so happy that Fuji has started doing en masse now, because it looks like they've been waiting and waiting to get the apps right.
Yes, I think the app itself, I think previous apps have certainly been functional, but this one is one app that then actually encompasses everything. So whether you just want to download images, whether you want to take the geotag out of your phone and embed it into the EXIF information on the pictures that are taken, or whether you want to control the camera, it's all one app now. It connects very simply with a single button on the camera. It does seem to be a final finished item now.
And there's also the ability to drop an external mic in, which I always excited about. And if you do manage to shoot some video on it in the not-too-distant future, please send it my way, because I'm sure this camera is only going to be in the office for 5 minutes. And I won't get a chance to shoot some video on it before I go. Thanks a lot. Anything you want to add about the camera, like availability, because I'd very much like to know.
the camera should be on sale in the UK from the beginning of March, perhaps even late February. It's not 100% confirmed yet, and the price is around $10.50 for the body only. And we also sell it with the XF 18-55 normal lens, not the weather sealed lens, but as a kit, and that's I think it's around $12.99.
This 56 isn't weather sealed.
No, none of the prime ones are weather sealed. Yeah. No,
and that retails for, I mean, it's a very, very, very nice lens.
I think it's about 1,000. I can't remember exactly.
Not out yet.
It's not out yet. It will be out. It should be February or March.
Whoa, there we go. Just when I think, you know, Fuji, you've already got some nice toys, kit, workhorses to play with. You go and pull this out of the bag, and yeah, it looked really nice on my computer screen. But now I've actually seen the refresh rate of the viewfinder, and just how evident the functionality is on the outside of the body and how it feels in the hand. Oh, I'm romanticising myself.
As am I.
Yes, to ask for a pay rise. You're Mark Horner with a C on Twitter, aren't you?
Correct, yeah, all one word.
And Fujifilm's Twitter account, is it Fujifilm UK?
Fujifilm _ UK.
Who looks after that?
Me as well.
Oh, is that, that's you. Is your name in the profile? Get that sorted. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.